Good morning, OTRs. Today's Thoughts from the Truck episode is going to be a reflection on a recent occurrence in my practice, and that's discussing what do you do after a client fires you? What do you do after a client decides they no longer want to work with you or with your services? And how can you use that opportunity to grow and move forward rather than having it be this frustration in front of you? So stay tuned, OTRs, for today's Thoughts from the Truck episode. Welcome back, OTRs. So as some of you may have seen, this past week's been kind of a rough week for me. Last week, I suffered a concussion. I kind of muscled my way through the Cutting Edge episode this past weekend for you guys. Usually I do most of my script writing, my article review, and the putting together and editing of the episodes on the weekends. And given that I couldn't look at a computer screen, this made the Cutting Edge and Thoughts from the Truck episodes a little bit challenging to make for you. So that's why today I'm coming at you the old school way. I'm sitting in my truck, I'm recording on my phone, but I just really wanted to bring something short and kind of sweet, something personal to you guys this week still, even though I couldn't sit in front of that computer screen. So today, I'm going to bring a lesson that I kind of had this past week, and that's something that I've never experienced before while I was in practice, and that's actually having a client fire me. It's a relatively new feeling, and it can be kind of a hurtful experience. And I'd imagine for both sides of the party, the client and yourself, each of you feels that you've potentially been wrong in some way. And this is the natural feeling that the human brain has. And I was reading a John Maxwell kind of daily reader the other day, and he had a really good point that the human brain sees things kind of in this yes and no format. But it doesn't really need to be that way, and it's very rarely in that way or presented that way. When we make decisions or when we think about how we interpret a situation, such as something like a client firing you, it's not necessarily you did a bad job or they're a bad client. Generally speaking, that's how your brain thinks of it. But what usually happens is there's some sort of disconnect between their ask and the services that you're providing. Somewhere along the way, they've assumed something, you've assumed something, or a combination of the two has occurred. And that can occur for a variety of reasons. Many times it's a communication error. Sometimes it can be that one of the two parties doesn't even know what they actually want. But again, it's usually somewhere in the middle. So sitting down, blaming yourself, getting frustrated at what you've done, or getting frustrated and angry at a client doesn't serve much purpose because it really is that middle ground. The best thing you can do is use that reflection technique that we've talked about in our early OTO episodes. Sit down, list out why this occurred, assess what led to the situation or the firing event, and try and figure out what were the important lessons. How can you avoid it in the future? Now, this may look something like, oh, I shouldn't do this, or I should turn something in earlier, or I should call more often. But it might also circle back around to, I probably shouldn't have taken that client on in the first place. Or I need to do a better job of evaluating who I want to work with. And I think this circles back again to learning to say no and finding your ideal clients. And by doing this reflection technique, it kind of gets you away from this dwelling or moping attitude. And instead encourage you to actively learn from this lesson. Get some balance. Get a little bit of perspective. And when you start to list these things out, you'll start again to get away from that yes, no attitude and instead embrace the attitude of how can I improve? So yes, you may be at fault, or no, you might not be at fault, but there are definitely kernels that you can use to build yourself as a person, as a professional, and improve service to your clients in the future. So that's my lesson to you today, OTOers. Never take a client firing too seriously, but never pass it up as an opportunity to learn and grow yourself. Again, thanks for joining me for this old school Thoughts from the Truck episode, OTOers. And I want to put in one more quick plug. Tonight at 4 p.m. Central U.S. time, we're doing our first 8-minute mastermind. That's 8 minutes to improve you and others. We take 30 seconds for an intro, 30 seconds for a success, 60 seconds for you to list a problem, and you get 6 minutes of uninterrupted peer advice from the peers that are at the actual 8-minute mastermind and myself as well. This event is completely free to sign up for, and you will learn tons of stuff at this event because not only are you listing your problems, your peers are listing theirs as well. And believe it or not, we all suffer from very similar problems. So you'll get help on things you don't even know you need help on. So I highly encourage you, OTOers, to come join us tonight for this first of a kind 8-minute mastermind at Operators to Owners. It'll take about an hour, but I can guarantee that this will be well worth your time. If you're interested in this, it's exclusively offered in the Operators to Owners group at otovets.com/Facebook. In one of the recent posts, you'll see a actual flyer, and all you have to do is comment below, and I'll send you basically a private Zoom link for the meeting. For this inaugural first meeting, I'm only taking 5 recipients. So if you hear this and you're interested, please go right there, join the Operators Owners group as fast as you can, because again, I'm only going to accept 5 while I kind of pilot this and get the cracks or the kinks out of the system. So thanks again for joining me, OTOers, and have a great day. So the real challenge is, how do veterinarians like us, who don't have the time, resources, or financial backing of a multi-million dollar company, who are faced with irregular work schedules, on calls, and emergencies, how can we facilitate our own personal and professional growth so we can continue to offer superior service to our clients while still remaining competitive in today's market? That is the challenge, and this podcast will provide you the roadmap to its solution. I'm your host, Dr. Eric, and welcome to Operators to Owners.
If you liked this content and want more, join our OTO community at otovets.com/Facebook. Also, check out our blog at otovets.com/blog. And don't miss our cutting edge episodes where we cover the latest in peer-reviewed scientific research related to large animal veterinary medicine. You can find the written context at otovets.com/cutting edge. Or you can listen to it at our podcast at otovets.com/podcast. Please join our community for an active discussion about today's podcast, past podcasts, and other decisive topics within veterinary medicine. Thanks again for joining us today, OTOers, and carry on.